Well, our friends at Kehilat Babayit Katamon have a Cause Match campaign that's going on right now. Our friends at Cause Match have a website, causematch.com/babayit2022. That is the official link. That's the address for the campaign. And they have a campaign goal of 120,000 shekel. They've already achieved over 33,500 shekel with just over 2 days remaining to the campaign. The question is, what is Kehilat Babayit Katamon? And with that information, we welcome Batsheva Haber. Batsheva Haber is a board member of Kehilat Babayit Katamon in Israel, and she's our guest here at JM in the AM. Batsheva, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate that. All right, let's start with the basics. What is Kehilat Babayit Katamon?
So Kehilat Babayit started about 4 years ago with the understanding that there are so many young Olim and Anglos living in Yerushalayim who come from all over the world. And one of the things that they're really lacking is a real sense of community. A lot of them come from very established communities abroad, and coming here, they don't have the support network that they have back in their hometowns, and they're looking for something strong to ground them here. And with that in mind, a group of Olim came together and established Babayit Katamon with the idea of creating this community for Olim, by the people, for the people. What we do is 100% grassroots. We have minyanim, we have shiurim, weekly shiurim, we have social activities, all for Olim in their 20s and 30s here in Yerushalayim.
You know, it's interesting, and obviously Katamon being one of those neighborhoods of Yerushalayim that, you know, has what? Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. And Katamon obviously being one of those neighborhoods in Yerushalayim that has a strong presence of Olim, right, from North America and other places. And that's, I assume, why it's based in that area. I think what you just described has been done informally over the last few decades, meaning that in Katamon and other neighborhoods in Israel, Yerushalayim in particular, there's always been an effort to reach out and to form groups of people who could take advantage of the types of things you just described. But I guess this is one of the first times that it's been formalized under this type of umbrella, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are definitely a lot of people who have been wanting to do things like this a lot, and a lot of events going on. But this is a way to kind of create a more structured community. And I can say the response has been incredible. We started a group of just volunteers, and we've grown over the last 4 years. We have over 1,400 people in our Facebook group. In the last month, we ran 15 events, and we're constantly doing more. And it's been really amazing to see how much the community has responded to it and how much interest there is. As of last year, we are an official non-for-profit so that we can continue doing this kind of work and continue kind of structuring this community and giving a response to the Olim here.
And on the site, by the way, on the Cause Match campaign that you're in the midst of right now, people could literally specifically donate for one of the activities that you're describing, whether it be a Kiddush and Oneg Shabbos, whether it be a Shabbat meal, whether it be a Chol HaMoed barbecue, Tiulim, Shiurim. All of these people could literally earmark their funds to sponsor one of these activities that you're putting together for all the people that you're trying to help in Israel. So everybody out there, I remind you, we are strongly recommending that you keep Kehilat Babayit Katamon at the forefront, especially now since they have 2 days left to their online campaign. They are just over 33,500 shekel. They're trying for 120,000. Of course, you can give dollars, no problem. Dollars are certainly accepted. Go to causematch.com/babayit2022. That's causematch.com/babayit2022. Just as an example, a Chol HaMoed barbecue, $425, a Shabbat meal, $285, shiurim for $85. Those are all sponsorships available in dollars right now on the site. How many people do you attract to the shiurim? How many people can be at a Shabbat meal under the umbrella of, or I should say under the roof, more accurately, of Kehilat Babayit Katamon?
So it's really incredible how many amounts of people that we can have. And I will say that to me, a sign of how much this is necessary is that almost go to, I am meeting new people and there are new faces. So like I said, our Facebook group has over 1,400 members. And at a weekday here, usually we have 30, 40 people showing up. Shabbat meals are always sold out at 150 plus people. Our Hanukkah event last month had 200 people and we also were sold out. And how many people we can respond to also has to do with, you know, how much space we have. One of our largest issues have been locations. We're currently nomadic and we've partnered with some wonderful organizations in Israel and some shuls, and people also just open up their homes. But that's one of the struggles that we face. And so a lot of the donations will also go to help us work on locations so that we can have more and more people coming to our events.
We don't realize on this side of the world just how many people there are in this situation. We don't realize how many single Olim, how many people from North America make the decision to stay in Israel once they go for their gap year, how many are making the decision to leave their family and start a new life in Israel. And look, you know, we've seen the landscape over the last many decades, but it's never been like this. It must be an overwhelming experience. As you just said, you're always meeting new people who are in this situation. It must be overwhelming to realize that all of them need a family. All of them need a support system and a support group to move forward.
Absolutely. It's definitely overwhelming and such an incredible thing to be a part of. And I will say that to anyone, I would like to give a shout out to anyone who is thinking of Aliyah or has made Aliyah and is looking for a community. We want you to come and join us. We would love for you to come to our events and we would love to be your family. I know that it's so hard for Olim to leave their support systems behind. And what is incredible here is that the support system that is built by Olim for Olim. And it's really such an honor to be a part of such an organization doing such incredible work and really giving the support to such amazing people who chose to make Israel their home.
I was in a conversation with one of the Olim, someone who stayed after their gap year. I was in a conversation a couple of weeks ago in Israel with them, and you know, you don't realize how hard it is. You don't realize how one is on their own and really establishing a life for themselves in a foreign country. Again, even with all the time that many Jewish youth spend in Israel growing up and going on trips, etc., it's different when you have to live there on your own. And they're just, you know, they're desperately looking for, you know, whatever connections they can have with other people and whatever groups they can associate with, especially when it comes to Shabbat and Chagim. I don't think we realize, number one, how many are in this situation and how difficult it is for them. It must be really amazing when they discover a place like yours, Kehilat Babayit Katamon. In fact, if we had some of the recent members of your group on the air, they'd probably be praising you guys to the hilt.
I hope so. I hope so. That's all we want to do is to help support them. And the response here in the community has been amazing. Like you said, we're mid-campaign and we already were able to receive these funds. And I want to say that the funds coming in were all from members of the community who really want this to continue to succeed and continue to support Babayit so that we can continue to do the work we're doing and really create a home here for all these Olim.
Can only imagine. Must be scary making this transition, but it's so meaningful. People feel connected to Israel and they want to be there permanently, and they make this move, and it's got to have its challenges. It's got to have its scary moments, and I would imagine that an organization like yours only helps all of that for so many. All right, everybody, we're making you aware of yet another great outfit in Israel, which is taking care of American Olim, taking care of those who are living in Yerushalayim and are essentially on their own. Even when you have great roommates and you have wonderful friends, essentially, you know, when your family is back here in the U.S., you're on your own. And Kehilat Babayit Katamon is trying to extend their roof so that they could bring in as many people as possible to feel part of their home. And therefore, we're asking everybody to donate and to be part of their Cause Match campaign. They have a lofty goal of 120,000 shekel. They're accepting shekel and dollars online right now. Go to causematch.com/Babayit 2022. Again, that's causematch.com/Babayit 2022. Bat Sheva Haber, is there a more direct address you want to give out for the campaign? Is the best way to do what I just suggested? What would you tell our listeners?
That is definitely one way to reach the campaign. You can also find us on Facebook or on Instagram, Babayit Katamon, and there's links there for the campaign as well. And again, if any of the listeners today are considering Aliyah or Olim themselves, they can also find out more about events there on that same Facebook page, Bavayit Katamon. We also have a Facebook group for those kind of people called the Bavayit Katamon Community, so you can find us there as well.
Boy, oh boy. All right, anybody out there in this type of situation, if you're in this category, thinking of making Aliyah, actually making Aliyah, go to Bavayit Katamon on Facebook, Bavayit Katamon on Instagram, and as you heard, both of those sources have links to the campaign. If you want to go directly to the campaign page, if you're here in the United States and you're wondering how on earth do I sponsor a meal for these young people, how do I, which can number in the hundreds as you just heard, how do I sponsor a shir, how do I sponsor an Oneg Shabbat or a tiyul, excuse me, or a Chol HaMoed barbecue, all the information is there. Go now to causematch.com/Bavayit2022. Causematch.com/Bavayit, Bavayit 2022. Batsheva Haber, anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you so much for giving us this way to talk to the amazing community in the United States and for all the work that you do. I want to say that the sense of community that a lot of people who come here feel it starts in the strong communities in the United States.
Right.
And we're just trying to build a strong community here as well for those people. Yes. So thank you for all that you do for community, and to all the listeners who are considering donating, thank you for helping us continue to do the work that we do.
Yeah, we'll keep encouraging people to support it. You're doing great work, and you're taking care of people who deserve to be taken care of. Thanks so much, Batsheva. Good luck with the campaign. I hope it's a major success.
Thank you so much.
Batsheva Haber, board member at Kilat Bavayit Katamon on Facebook, Bavayit Katamon on Instagram, Bavayit Katamon. Use the address to give directly. Give whatever you can. Give $5, give $500, give $5 million. Give whatever you want. But show support for Olim from this country who are now in Israel on their own, even with close friends, roommates, and relatives. You're on your own when your family's back here, and you know what I mean. Go to causematch.com/Bavayit2022. Causematch.com/Bavayit, Bavayit 2022. More coming up. It is a Tuesday morning broadcast here at JM in the AM.